dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're looking at Iran, the destiny of Iran and the Muslim world, as told in a book entitled Jihad by Lester Sumrall, The Holy War. He asked me to come up and help him write this book, and I want to tell you that's where my education began concerning Islam and these nations. I'm now on page 33, Iran and Empire. We're going through Iran in the Bible. Lester writes, "Permit me to grasp your spirit so that we can walk together in the prophetical truth which will bring you an understanding of the times. For it's only through the Bible that anyone can understand them. More than 2,500 years ago, God spoke to a man named Daniel in visions and dreams. He showed him empires yet unborn. History verifies the fact that this man Daniel prophesied the rise and fall of empires. Today, you can see the blueprint of the future through this man of God, named Daniel. Daniel was a young prince of Judah. He was carried off into captivity with other children of Israel by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. There he was chosen with other outstanding young captives to be trained in the king's college for 3 years. Daniel purposed in his heart to obey the living God. He would not defile himself with the king's meat or wine. The three Hebrew children joined him in this. God gave them favor and elevated them to high positions in the empire. It is written in Daniel 1, 17 through 20, "As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in visions and dreams. At the end of the days of the king's college, the king Nebuchadnezzar came, and it said, in all matters, and tested them with oral tests, in all matters of wisdom and understanding, that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm." The first prophetic picture of Iran was silver. Daniel, through supernatural power, saw the entire scope of world powers, but only those empires prophetically involved with Christ in three revelations. The first revelation came to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar saw a great image. He had a dream. He wanted his wise men to interpret that dream. They said they couldn't, so Nebuchadnezzar ordered them to be killed. But Daniel and the three Hebrew children said to the king, "There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the end of days." We are in those end of days. Daniel told the king, "You saw a great image. This image's head was of gold. That gold was the Babylonian Empire." But then he saw that that empire would not last forever, because what he saw was like a great warrior, and right under the head were two arms. And this, Daniel interpreted Daniel 2:39, "After you," speaking to the king Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon the head of gold, "after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to you." Two arms of silver. Our first prophetic picture of Iran, shoulders, arms, and chest of silver. The empire had two arms, the Medes and the Persians. They were together, members of the same family. The Persians superseded the Medes and dominated the kingdom. Of course, after that, the other parts of Nebuchadnezzar's image are told. We're going to skip those and go down to when Daniel saw. When Nebuchadnezzar saw these kingdoms coming, he saw them as metallic kingdoms. When Daniel saw them in visions, they were beasts, because to God they are beasts. The second prophetic picture of Iran is the bear. In the first year of Belshazzar's dream of Daniel, Babylon, Daniel had a dream. He said, "I saw in a vision by night," and he saw the four winds striving. He said, "I saw four great beasts come upon the earth." Now, the first beast was Babylon. It was an eagle. It was a lion with eagle's wings. But then the second one that was going to overthrow Babylon, the verse 5 says, "And behold another beast, a second like to a bear." So the second picture we get is of a bear. Persia was a bear. It raised itself up on one side, had three ribs in its mouth. The book here tells you what those were. And then after that, of course, he saw the leopard, he saw Greece, he saw the Roman Empire. But then he had another vision. Daniel had a third prophetic picture, a third prophetic vision, and he saw Iran as a ram. 2 years after the vision recorded in Daniel 7, the Lord gave Daniel a further vision of empires. This one came at the third year of Belshazzar. I saw in a vision, Daniel writes in Daniel 8:2. I saw in a vision, it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan in the palace, this is the Persian Empire, which is in the province of Elam. I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Eli. He sees the vision, and he sees coming up against the Babylon, he sees a ram. And he writes, I saw a ram pushing westward and northward and southward. The ram's thrust of power was westward toward Israel and the Mediterranean Sea, northward toward Russia and Turkey. Persia boasted that all existing armies were defeated and her rule was over 127 provinces. This was the Persian Empire, Iran. It became huge, one of the most huge empires of all the ones Daniel saw. Of course, it was overcome by Greece, and then Greece was overcome by Rome. These prophecies, it's history before they happened by the prophet Daniel. They are an accurate record of history, which is to come. One of the proofs that God is God is that many years before these empires came into power, God, through his servants, revealed their likeness, their strength, their rise, their fall, and the one that would exceed them, even unto the last empire, which was to do with the stone which was cut out of the mountain without hands. And that, of course, is the Church of the Living God. The Persian Empire, that's Iran. It is remarkable that we can follow Noah's grandson Elam through the pages of history until his tribe becomes a mighty empire, an empire which blessed the work of God. Iran blessed the work of God, the Persian Empire. It had a chance to wipe them all out, but it blessed. The Babylonian Empire had conquered Israel, destroying its capital, Jerusalem, its walls, its gates, its temple. They robbed the temple of its treasures and carried them away to Babylon. The Persian Empire returned the captives to their homeland and helped them rebuild their walls, their gates, their temple, giving them money and provision to do so. They returned the vessels of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought to Babylon. The books of Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi testify to this. They tell the story of the Persian Empire as related to the people through whom God would bring a Savior to the world. They prophesy relating to Iran and its destiny. Cyrus, king of Persia, founded the Medo-Persian Empire. He is the king who returned the Jews to Israel. God called his name before he was born, 76 years before he was born. Called him Cyrus and said that he would deliver God's people. I watched a really good thing that CBN has on the rebirth of Israel, and it talks about how President Harry Truman helped Israel to be reborn, and he said of himself, I am Cyrus. So the people returned, and the walls go up. Nehemiah tells about, he's a Jew, they go back out of the Babylonian captivity. Only 42,000 of them went, however. And Nehemiah, a Jew, went, and he helped build the walls, and they helped build the temple, Haggai and Zechariah. And so there has been a time in Iranian history, in Persian history, when they blessed Israel. And then, of course, there's that wonderful account of Iran and its Jewish queen. As you know the story, little Esther became the wife of the Persian king. And the Persian king had been influenced by a wicked man named Haman. And Haman had a plan to destroy all the Jews. But God used as Mordecai, the girl's cousin or uncle, some people say cousin, some uncle, as a Jew to reveal the evilness of Haman to Esther. And Esther, Haman had said, I will destroy the Jews. He gathered information about the Jews and went before the king. The crux of the matter was this. Haman said, I want to destroy those people called the Jews. I will pay for it myself. He promised what's equivalent now to more than $20 million of his personal funds to finance the job. What he did not know was Queen Esther was a Jewess. Esther had not yet revealed her lineage. When Mordecai learned of Haman's plan to destroy all the Jews in all 127 provinces, he rushed word to Esther, charging her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication. She asked the people, that was where we get that famous saying from Esther, where he said, her uncle Mordecai said to her, her cousin, God's going to deliver the Jews, but don't think that you're going to escape if you don't help. And he said, who knows but that for such a time as this, you have come to the kingdom. And it was so. When the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight, the king held out his scepter to Esther. Esther found favor with the Iranian Shah of the times, delivered, and the people of Israel were delivered. Haman died for his sins. He was hung on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. The Jews were preserved, and the empire got to know of the true and living God. At the death of Haman and the salvation of the Jews, a great feast was celebrated. It was called the Feast of Purim. To this day, it is celebrated by Jews all over the world during the first part of February. Lester Sumrall writes, I have personally seen the Israeli children play and march through the streets of Israel on this festive day. The mothers bake small cakes in the shape of a triangle, which they give to various people on this special peace day. It is a day of rejoicing. Those cakes are called Haman's ears, and they eat Haman's ears. And they read the story of Esther and that great salvation of the Jews. And for folks, it's going to happen again. I mean, Iran is not going to win. Israel's not going to be destroyed. What's at risk here is the nations who are siding with the enemies of Israel. Iran now is an enemy of Israel. They are wanting the nuclear bomb. They have said, we're going to destroy Israel. So folks, you need to order this week our little book, Judgment of the Nations for How They Treat Israel. It's just the scriptures, all the scriptures which say the nations are going to be judged for how they treat Israel. And then we're ordering again, Jihad, the Holy War, the Destiny of Iran and the Muslim World by Lester Sumrall. So you just call 1-800-972-3447 and ask for the book, Jihad. Ask for the little book, Judgment of the Nations. They'll give you a special price on it. And then be back with us here tomorrow when we look at how Iran was involved in the birth of Christ and the birth of the Christian church. Shalom.